Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. Now we suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and we'll start with the story that our very own Mike Hawk brought us. I believe this was late last week, but it's worth repeating, and it does suck. So there's a law firm in Oregon. Well, they filed a lawsuit on behalf of a 71-year-old man named William Hoche, who was riding his bicycle a couple of years ago, when an ambulance crashed into him after turning into his path. Now, the ambulance scooped William up. They did rush him to the hospital. But then later they billed him for the $1,800 ride. This isn't the only bill that he's dealing with. He's racked up $47,000 in medical expenses and expects another $50,000 of medical costs in the future. He fractured his nose, got scraped and bruised up. It says he also suffered decreased range of motion, reducing grip strength and other injuries. Anyway, he and his lawyers, they filed a almost $1 million lawsuit against the ambulance provider, Columbia River and Fire Rescue, who has not responded. So again, you're riding your bike, the ambulance turns into your path, hits you, take you to the hospital, as they should do, and then charge you because you rode in the ambulance. I mean, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on that note, we have a guy named Chris Benton. He questions if he'll ever bet on sports again after an online error that left his family disheartened and devastated. So last year, he's a teacher. He placed bets for a total wager of more than $3,000 on the Netherlands versus Vietnam match in the Women's World Cup through BetMGM. Okay? So after placing wagers on three separate single-game parlays at 66-1 odds, the app said that he won $214,500. However, he never pocketed any of the money after BetMGM began to cancel the winnings due to a, quote, obvious error with the odds. So he started to initiate a withdrawal for more than $100,000. That's the maximum amount allowed. But he received an email from the company confirming the withdrawal process. But by 2:30 p.m. on the same day, the bets that said won were now canceled. So once the withdrawal was also canceled, his stake money was credited back into the account. Now, he received an email from the company's online gaming operations team, which said they sincerely apologized for the inconvenience. The team called what happened, quote, an obvious error, meaning it voided the wagers because the odds were, and I quote, clearly incorrect. They said there was an issue that caused the corner markets to have inflated the odds, but they were not supposed to be offered at that price. That's what they told them. Therefore, we're not able to find out what the correct odds would have been, and that's why the wager was voided. They said because of their mistake, they could do whatever they wanted to do with the account balance, and on top of that mistake that they claim happened, they can't back it up with any evidence. So meanwhile, the sports business analyst with Washington University St. Louis said there may be some fine print that can protect the betting company and allowing them to take back the winnings. So this guy sees the odds. He takes the bet. They decide, nah, they couldn't have been the correct odds. So that 200...
That's probably why I took the bet.
Right. Then don't take the bet. Right.
Yeah.
All right. And then finally, we have a guy named Manny Munoz. He bought his dream BMW in 2020, but the happy days were cut short when a rear-end collision left him in a frustrating situation. Despite the damage appearing minor, the insurance company deemed his car a total loss, citing the sophisticated sensors, the technology, and the cameras in the modern vehicles as the reason for the cost of repairs. Now, the insurance company, they issued him a check for nearly $27,000, which was the assessed value of his BMW. However, he still owed another $19,000 on the car loan, an amount that was supposed to be covered by his gap insurance policy with Safeguard. That's exactly why you take that out, right?
All right.
So gap insurance, short for Guaranteed Asset Protection Insurance, is designed to cover the difference between the actual cash value of a vehicle and the amount that is still owed on the car loan or lease, right? So this type of insurance becomes particularly valuable when a car is totaled, like in his case, and the insurance payout is less than the outstanding loan balance. However, for this guy, a minor technicality stalled the gap insurance payout for over 7 months. The dealership sent a payment request of $60,517.86. That's what they sent him for his gap insurance 4 years ago. But the credit union only sent Safeguard $60,526. That's a 60-cent discrepancy. But the small error, which went unnoticed until the crash, caused Safeguard to delay paying the $18,000 that he needs to settle the loan. They say the claim was kicked back because the loan amount did not match the contract amount by 60 cents. So he's out $18,000 because of a 60-cent discrepancy. So again, we have the guy that got hit by the ambulance, and yes, they took him to the hospital, but then they charged him for the ride in the ambulance. We have the guy that did his MGM bet online. He should have won $214,000. They decided they didn't like the odds, probably because he won, and voided that money. And then finally the guy where a 60-cent mistake is costing him $18,000.
Okay. I think the Oregon bicyclist who got hit by the ambulance, that sucks the most because he's still going through some type of physical therapy and he's still got more bills down the road from this accident.
Yeah, he's $47,000 in the hole now. Yeah. They expect another
but
50.
The fact that they billed him is just icing on that crap cake.
It really is.
But, I mean, as far as his physical health and, you know, how much money he's already paid in medical expenses and the fact that he was injured, I think that one sucks the most. Man, I don't know sports betting and how that works. I'm sure they have that covered somehow in the fine print.
I'm sure.
I mean, and that's a weird one, too. You're betting on Women's World Cup of the Netherlands versus Vietnam.
Right.
I could see how the Dutch would have a good team. I just don't picture Vietnam putting a ton of money in their women's program.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if that guy was watching that, those odds must have been amazing.
Probably. Hmm. Yeah. I mean, it was, what, 66 to 1.
I don't know. So the guy made the mistake, right?
Well, both of those.
On the last one?
Yeah.
On the last one, no. He is actually not the guy responsible for the mistake. That's the thing.
Okay, so he's not even responsible for the mistake.
No.
60 cents. Cents, not seconds.
Out of a $60,000 bill because of a 60-cent discrepancy.
And you buy that separately.
You do. You buy gap insurance on your own.
It's a separate policy that you're taking out to protect you from this very situation.
That's exactly it.
I would say the guy that lost the money betting sucks the least, right? Just because
he didn't really lose. They actually credited him as $3,000 back.
So he got his money back.
Yeah.
Right. Like the other dude, Miles is right. Like he's going to have injuries. And then this guy, that's a ridiculous bill. So I would think as much as it sucks, and I think that's BS, that's part of gambling. You got to pay out people.
Yeah.
But to me, that would suck the least.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree.
I'm also just like, maybe it's different around the world. I just feel like that line itself would be hard to find.
Oh, on the
Women's World Cup.
Netherlands versus Vietnam?
I mean, I could be dead wrong. I'd have to look up the rankings. But like, I know like, USA's good. Spain's good.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's kind of the same teams as the men's program.
Because he put up a hefty bet. $3,000, you know, for two teams that you basically know nothing about.
Yeah. Well, whatever the odds were, he's smart enough. Like, just on paper, I'd be like, well, I'll take the Dutch women.
Sure.
To win that one.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Show of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.